The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is Father John Zolsdorf, Father Z, with another podcast. We welcome as our guests today two books, the Missale Romanum in the extraordinary form, and a new book which helps us celebrate Holy Mass more solemnly in the extraordinary form. I have to warn you right now, there will be a lot of singing in this podcast by me. You have been warned. Not long ago, I received a very useful new book, which was published by the Canons Regular at St. John Cantius Church in Chicago. This book is called Canticum Clericorum Romanum, and it is the first volume. I wrote about this book on the blog, What Does the Prayer Really Say?, Father Z's blog, WDTPRS.com, that's Whiskey Delta Tango Papa Romeo Sierra.com, and I gave some photos and also a link where you can find the page where you can purchase this very valuable book. Now, in the celebration of the older traditional form of Holy Mass in the Roman Rite, the extraordinary form, when Mass is celebrated with greater solemnity, as it should be far more often than it is, the texts are sung. The prayers or orations, the readings, the preface, everything is sung. Of course, the canon is not sung, the Eucharistic prayer isn't sung, but just about everything else is. So this new volume that I have, the Canticum Clericorum Romanum, has all of the texts for all the Sundays of the year and most of the major feasts all laid out for you in Gregorian musical notation. Not only that, since there are different tones or melodies that we can choose for singing the text, the book has the alternative tones as well. It makes it very useful. Now, some time ago, I started an audio project along these podcast lines, of course, called What Does the Prayer Really Sound Like? And it was especially intended for priests who might have to sing the texts during the extraordinary form, but who may not be very familiar with these old Roman ways of doing things. Priests and deacons, actual deacons, and also priests who serve as deacons, let's put it that way, and also sometimes laymen who serve as what we call a straw subdeacon, they have to sing texts, which for some men is pretty nerve-wracking. And so what happens is that, even when you're fairly well skilled in these things and have done it a lot, when you know you have to sing something, what you do is you go to your Missale Romanum and you look up the text, and then you, knowing what the paradigms are, you might have to go and check in your Liber Usualis and find a paradigmatic text with the musical notation, and then you try to figure out how that would apply to the text you're supposed to sing on Sunday, and then you might even make a photocopy of the page from the Missale and maybe pencil in and underline the syllable where you're supposed to go down, or make a little arrow where you're supposed to go up. I'm sure that some priests and deacons are finding this a familiar process, what I'm describing here. Well, all of this is laid out in this book from the canons in Chicago. The book has it all laid out in musical notation, all the prayers, all the readings, everything in musical notation. It's very, very useful. So what I'm going to do today is sing through all the texts of the Mass with its alternative tones for Pentecost. Now, for the collect, there will be a festive tone and a solemn tone. Two different options you can pick. The epistle, that first reading, which is from Acts, has its own tone. And there are three possibilities for the gospel: the tonus evangelii, or gospel tone, the tonus antiquior, an older tone, or the tonus ad libitum. In other words, a tone that you can just freely choose. There is no tone, of course, for the secret prayer, because the secret is silent. And then the two tones that we had for the collect are also used for the post-communion at the end of Mass. Now, this new book does not have the musical notation for the prefaces. Of course, it doesn't have to, because the prefaces are in the Missale Romanum, which is up in the altar. But there are, in the Missale, three different tones for the preface for the Holy Spirit. There is the most usual one, which we might hear on Pentecost especially, and that's the solemn tone. There is, however, a more solemn tone, the tonus solemnior, which is much less frequently used. There is also the ferial tone, or the weekday tone, which you probably wouldn't use on Pentecost. It would be more likely used on a day when you're, say, celebrating a sung Mass, a votive Mass of the Holy Spirit. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to sing through all the prayers and texts using the new book from the canons in Chicago with the various alternatives. And then I will switch books and sing the three different versions of the preface of the Holy Spirit. And I'm doing this so that people can hear the different tones with the same texts. And if some priest or deacon out there finds this useful as he looks at the texts and wonders how to sing them, well, this is intended to be a public service. Unfortunately, you have to endure it sung by me, but we'll soldier through to the end. The Feast of Pentecost, the Collect, Tonus Festivus.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus. Deus qui hodierna die corda fidelium sancti spiritus illustratione docuisti, da nobis in eodem spiritu recta sapere, et Deus semper consolatione gaudere. Per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Eius dem Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Tonus solemnis.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus. Deus qui hodierna die corda fidelium sancti spiritus illustratione docuisti, da nobis in eodem spiritu recta sapere, et Deus semper consolatione gaudere. Per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Eius dem Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum.
The Epistle.
Lectio actuum apostolorum. Cum complerentur dies Pentecostes, erant omnes discipuli pariter in eodem loco, et factus est repente de celo sonus, tamquam advenienti spiritus vehementis, et replevit totam domum ubi erant sedentes, et apparuerunt illis dispertite lingue tamquam ignis, sed itque supra singulos eorum, et repletis unt omne spiritu sancto, et ceperunt loqui variis linguis, pro ut spiritu sanctus dabat ege loqui ilis. erant autem in Jerusalem habitantes Judei, viri religiosi ex omni nazione, quae sub cielo est. Facta autem hac voce convenit multitudo, et mente confusa est. Quoniam audiebat unusquisque lingua sua illos loquentes. Stupebant autem omnes, et mirabantur dicentes. Non ece omnes isti, qui locuntur Galilei sunt. Et quomodo nos audivimus unusquisque linguam nostram, in qua nati sumus. Parti et Medi et Elamite, et qui habitant Mesopotamiam, Judeam et Cappadociam, Pontum et Asiam, Phrygiam et Pamphyliam, Egyptum et partes Libiae, quae est circa Cyrene, et advene Romani Iudei quoque, et proseliti Cretes et Arabes. Audivimus eos, loquentes nostris linguis manialia Dei.
The Gospel, Tonus Evangelii.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, sequentia sancti evangelii secundum Ioannem. Gloria tibi, Domine. In illo tempore, dixit Iesus discipulis suis, si quis diligit me, sermonem meum servabit, et pater meus diliget eum, et ad eum veniemus, et mansionem apud eum faciemus. Qui non diligit me, sermones meos non servat. Et sermonem quem audistis non est meus, sed eus qui misit me patris. Haec locutusum vobis apud vos manens. Paraclitus autem Spiritus Sanctus, quem mitet Pater in nomine meo, ille vos docebit omnia, et suggeret vobis omnia, quecumque dixero vobis. Pacem relinquo vobis, pacem meam do vobis. Non quomodo mundus dat ego do vobis. Non turbetur cor vestrum, neque formidet. Audistis quia ego dixi vobis, vado et venio ad vos. Si diligeretis me, gauderetis utique quia vado ad patrem, quia pater maior me est. Et nunc dixi vobis prius quam fiat, ut cum factum fuerit credatis. Iam non multa loquar vobiscum. Venit enim princeps mundi huius, et in me non habet quidquam. Sed ut cognoscat mundus, quia diligo patrem, et sicut mandatum dedit mihi pater, sic facio.
Tonus antiquior.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, sequentia sancti evangelii, secundum Johannem. Gloria tibi, Domine. In illo tempore, dixit Iesus discipulis suis, si quis diligit me sermonem meum servabit, et pater meus diliget eum, et ad eum veniemus, et mansionem apud eum faciemus. Qui non diligit me, sermones meos non servant. Et sermonem quem audistis non est meus, sed eus qui misit me patris. Hic locutusum vobis apud vos manens. Paraclitus autem Spiritus Sanctus, quem mitet Pater in nomine meo, ille vos docebit omnia, et suggeret vobis omnia, quecumque dixero vobis. Pacem relinquo vobis, pacem meam do vobis. Non quo modo mundus dat, ego do vobis. Non turbetur cor vestrum, neque formident. Audistis quia ego dixi vobis, vado et venio ad vos. Si diligeretis me, gauderetis utique quia vado ad patrem, quia pater maior me est. Et nunc dixi vobis prius quam fiat, ut cum factum fueret credatis. Iam non multa loquor vobiscum. Venit enim princeps mundui huius, et in me non habet quid quam. Sed ut cognoscat mundus, quia diligo patrem, et sicut mandatum dedit mihi pater, sic facio.
Tonus ad libitum.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, sequentia sancti evangelii, secundum Ioannem. Gloria tibi, Domine. In illo tempore, dixit Iesus discipulis suis, si quis diligit me, sermonem meum servabit, et pater meus diliget eum, et ad eum veniemus, et mansionem apud eum faciemus. Qui non diligit me, sermones meos non servat. Et sermonem quem audistis non est meus, sed eus qui misit me patris. Hic locutusum vobis apud vos manens. Paraclitus autem Spiritus Sanctus, quem mitet Pater in nomine meo, ille vos docebit omnia, et suggeret vobis omnia, quecumque dixero vobis. Pacem relinquo vobis, pacem meam do vobis. Non quo modo mundus dat ego do vobis. Non turbetur cor vestrum, neque formident. Audistis quia ego dixi vobis, vado et venio ad vos. Si diligeretis me, gauderetis utique quia vado ad patrem, quia pater maior me est. et nunc dixi vobis priusquam fiat, ut cum factum fuerit credatis. Iam non multa loquar vobiscum. Venit enim princeps mundui huius, et in me non habet quidquam. Sed ut conoscat mundus, quia diligo patrem, et sic ut mandatum dedit mihi pater, sic facio.
The Post-Communion, Tonus Festivus.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus. Sancti Spiritus Domini, corda nostra mundet infusio, et sui roris intima aspersione fecundet, per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate eiustem Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Tonus solemnis.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus. Sancti Spiritus Domine, corda nostra mundet infusio, et sui roris intima aspersione fecundet. Per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate eiustem Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum.
And now switching books to the Missale Romanum, turning to the section of the prefaces, we find the preface of the Holy Spirit in the ferial tone, Prefatio Ferialis de Spiritu Sancto.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, sursum corda, habemus ad Dominum. Gratias agamus, Domino Deo nostro, dignum et justum est. Vere dignum et justum est, ecum et salutare, nos tibi semper et ubique gratias agere. Domine Sancte Pater, omnipotens eterne Deus, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Qui ascendens super omnes celos, sedensque ad dexteram tuam, promissum Spiritum Sanctum in filios adoptionis effudit, qua propter profusis gaudis, totus in orbe terrarum mundus exultat. Sed et superne virtutes, atque angelice potestates, hymnum glorie tue concinunt, sine fine dicentes.
The solemn tone, the Prefatio Solemnis de Spiritu Sancto.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, sursum corda, habemus ad Dominum. Gratias agamus, Domino Deo nostro, dignum et justum est. Vere dignum et justum est, tecum et salutare. Nos tibi semper dubique in gratias agire. Domine sancte pater omnipotens aeterne Deus, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Qui ascendens super omnes celos, sedensque ad dexteram tuam, promissum Spiritum Sanctum, hodierna die, in filios adoptionis epudit, qua propter profusis gaudis, totus in orbe terrarum mundus exultat. Sed et superne virtutes, atque angelice potestates, hymnum gloriae tuae concinunt, sine fine dicentes.
And now turning to the back of the Missale Romanum, in an appendix, you find the Prefatio Solemnior De Spiritu Sancto, the more solemn preface of the Holy Spirit. It also has quite a different introductory dialogue. It might be possible, if you want to sing this and not confuse people too much, you might start just singing the introductory dialogue of the solemn tone, which people might know a little bit better, and then launch into the Prefatio Solemnior.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum. Et cum spiritu tuo. Sursum corda. Habemus ad Dominum. Gratias agamus Domino Deo nostro. Dignum et justum est. Vere dignum et justum est. Ecum et salutare. Nos tibi semper et ubique, gratias agere. Domine sancte pater omnipotens aeterne Deus, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Qui ascendens super omnes celos, sedensque ad exteram tuam, promissum Spiritum Sanctum, hodierna die in filios adoptionis epudit, qua propter profusis gaudis, totus in orbe terrarum mundus exultat. Sed et superne virtutes, atque angelice potestates, hymnum gloriae tuae concinunt, sine fine dicentes.
Phew. And that, friends, is how you do that. Those were all the texts for Holy Mass for Pentecost in the extraordinary form, sung in the various tones we use in the Roman Rite. And remember, we can use these tones in the ordinary form, too, when we celebrate the ordinary form, the Novus Ordo, in Latin, which should be done far more often than it is. We can use these same tones. Of course, the texts are going to be different from the ordinary form and the extraordinary form on different Sundays and feasts of the year, but the point is we've got to get these tones into our ears so we know what they're supposed to sound like, and then we can apply them in a useful way to the texts we encounter from day to day. Now, this new book, the Canticum Clericorum Romanum, takes the guesswork out of singing, at least in the extraordinary form, and it could greatly relieve a lot of the anxiety that some men may have if they are not very familiar with the older form, or they're just learning, or they don't know chant very well, or they don't have a very extensive music background, or maybe they are a little nervous about singing. Well, they can be nervous about singing, but at least they have in front of their eyes what they're supposed to sing. They don't have to worry whether or not they're getting it right, whether they figured out the tone properly. So this was a little public service announcement to help you understand more about our tradition of celebrating more solemnly Holy Mass in the extraordinary form and also the ordinary form. And with that, I will wrap this up. Please come and visit at the blog. That's wdtprs.com. That's a lot to remember. You can just Google Father Z. You can also look at Father Z Online. .com, F-A-T-H-E-R-Z online.com, and make a donation if this was useful. But most importantly, please say a prayer for me, as I will for you.